Well, hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France at the finish line in Courchevel, and still reeling from an incredible team effort today where the entire team basically put Saturday's mistake way in the rearview mirror. It was an incredible effort by the team. You saw all nine riders at the front of the race for basically the last 2 hours of the race, controlling the race, controlling the tempo of the race, basically putting a lock on the rest of the peloton. And then when the race went up finally for the last climb to Courchevel, all the rivals were basically falling off one by one almost systematically due to the pace that was being set by the Discovery Channel riders. And so it was just an amazing effort that we've seen over the years a couple times here and there. And, you know, Lance has been true to his word where the first mountain stage of the last handful of Tour de France that he's won has always been a very decisive stage, not necessarily a stage win for Lance, but a real demoralizing blow to his rivals and also just huge time chunks that are gained. And, you know, contenders turn to pretenders real fast on a mountaintop finish. And today was no exception. You saw guys just falling to the wayside with a lot of time left in this 20-kilometer climb. It was just an amazing ride. And kind of the strategy behind it all was that Johan, with the radios that he has to every rider, went to each rider during the race and asked them how they were feeling after the first big climb of the day. And upon getting word back, he then basically put them in the order that you saw them in at the end, with riders like Pavel Padrinos, Benjamin Noval, and Manuel Beltran basically leading the team through the valley leading up to Courchevel into a pretty severe headwind at a real fierce tempo that was already starting to kind of shatter the group. And then at the base of Courchevel, you had riders like Chechu Rubiera and Paolo Salvadelli trading off. And Lance said in the after race press conference that basically Chechu's pace and Paolo's pace took the lead group from somewhere like around 80 riders down to about 30, 35 riders. From there, basically had an audible called. George is supposed to be next, but then Jose Azevedo switched with him because he wasn't feeling all that well. So Azevedo was next in line, again, setting the fast tempo with riders falling off one by one. Hincapie, who was climbing incredibly well, probably the best of his career, and we always say that every single year, it seems, did a fantastic job. And at this point, you've got Alexander Vinokourov, another favorite, just falling to the wayside. And the press room here at the finish line was just up in awe, seeing the results on the side of the road. And the last rider to work with Lance was Yaroslav Popovich, and a new rider of the team, who actually crashed on the descent pretty hard on the descent of the first climb, but ended up getting back into the group and put a great effort in. And Lance even went to his side and basically told him to give one more big push. And Yaroslav did that and almost lost. Lance almost lost his wheel, but then gained it back. And then once Popo fell off, Lance gave it one big gun and then basically took the group to about six riders and eventually finishing into a four-rider group. And to see favorites like Basso falling away and even Vinokourov and Jan Ulrich, who struggled, it was just an amazing display of teamwork. And again, coming off of Saturday stage where everybody in this race was questioning the team, were they overconfident, did they make a mistake, were they bluffing with their performance? All that's done. It was just a fabulous effort by the team, and now Lance is in yellow, and yes, this is a yellow jersey that he wants to keep, he wants to hold on to. And again, I can't imagine what the other dinners are going to be like for all the rival teams that facing this entire team that rode so well. And again, Lance, when he's on like he was today, it's just impossible to beat. His confidence is high. His satisfaction with the team is incredible, and our dinner will be fantastic. The riders are going to be excited. Of course, it's not over, but at the same point, it's just such a difference and such a change in mentality from just a couple of days ago to have the guys come through the way they did today and ride for Lance and have Lance come through at the end. And the stage win, honestly, wasn't that important. Valverde won the stage, and that's fine. The damage behind Lance was done. And now he's in yellow, and here we go. The race is, again, far from over, but just a really amazing team performance. So check back tomorrow for another mountain stage that includes some monster climbs, the Madelin, the Galibier. Should be another exciting day, and hopefully another great day for our team. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.